Hi there. Welcome to Laughter and Libations. I'm Shanil, and this is podcast episode number 72. It's confession time. Isn't it always confession time on this podcast? Confession time, story time, rant time, it's all the same for me. Usually you think of someone confessing to a crime or some other bad act. I haven't committed a crime. I think I've been relatively good lately. However, my rising sign is Gemini, so that could change at any time. And if Gemini shows up anywhere for you, your sun sign, moon sign, or rising sign, you know exactly what I mean. The only thing that I think I have to confess to is feeling like I've crashed into a wall with burnout. Yes, I'm talking about burnout again this season. And so I'm drinking whiskey. I know it won't make the burnout go away. I know that. It's just the kind of mood I'm in right now. And I'm enjoying one of my favorites. It's Blade and Bow, Kentucky Straight Bourbon. And it's got some heat to it, which is appropriate considering that I am talking about burnout. I'm taking a sip now. Yes, there's some heat. Not a lot of heat, just enough. Just enough heat for you to feel it. Are you feeling it? Have you hit a wall? No? There's no wall in sight for you? You say you're feeling fantastic? You're getting the right amount of sleep? Staying hydrated? Eating nutritious meals? Getting the right amount of exercise? You're taking mindful breaks as needed throughout the day? Through these very long work days that I know you're having? I'm having them. I'll bet you're having them too. You're spending time with others and setting boundaries to make sure that you take care of yourself. And what? You're saying that you're generally existing in what you'd call a really good place in your life? That's your experience right now at this point in the year, over 10 months into 2023? Here's what I have to say to you. Congratulations! This is fantastic! I mean that. Celebrate! Give yourself a high five, a hug, or something. And when you're done celebrating, can you go ahead and pen and publish a how-to book or a checklist or record a step-by-step video series on how to get to a really good place when you feel like you've hit a wall and don't have enough energy to push through or step back, look around, and see that there's an open path around the wall? I'm serious. I need a master class on this right now because I'm not there. This happened last year around the same time. This happened the year before that around the same time. And the year before that. And the year before that. And the year before that. Obviously, it's a pattern. You don't need to tell me that. I know. I'm aware. I woke up one morning and thought, what is happening? If Woody hadn't been asleep, I would have yelled it out loud. That morning happened way back in August, which is earlier than it has been in recent years. Usually, it happens around August, late August, early November. Not this year. This started in August. I was completely surprised by it. I knew I was having a hard time. I talked about this in episode 70. Episode 70 was about lessons learned from tough times. I was having a tough time. I talked about it. I was aware. And yet there was still a part of me that wasn't aware. I wasn't aware of the signs of burnout. The signs of burnout surprised me this year. I wasn't expecting to experience burnout this year because I've been taking steps to avoid it. And still, I'm here. Again, forgetting the day of the week, I wake up to the sound of my first alarm. You heard me right. I said the first alarm. I have three, don't you? My alarms are for different things. It's my system. It works for me most of the time, just not lately. I wake up and I think it's the previous day. For instance, it's Sunday morning and I think it's Saturday morning. Or, I love this, I wake up and I think it's Thursday morning. And I have to remind myself that it's actually Friday morning. It's just me, staring in the darkness, confused. It's as if I need a few minutes to set my mind straight about where I am in time. This is straight out of a science fiction movie, except it's not a movie. And it's not fiction. It's my life. How about feeling days fly by? I'm in my daily routine doing things. I'm getting things done and getting more things to do on Monday. I'm getting those things done and getting more things to do on Tuesday. I'm getting some things done and getting more things to do on Wednesday. I'm getting some of these things done and some of those things done and maybe no things done on Thursday. I'm getting things done and forgetting about that thing and getting more things to do on Friday. I stop doing things for a moment and wonder how it's Friday because it feels like it was just Monday. When this started happening, I should have paused. I should have been aware of what was happening. I should have paused. I did not. Has this been happening to you? Think about this. You're asked a simple question. Hey, how are you? To me, this question shouldn't stump me. To me, it shouldn't be difficult to answer. I've already been working on answering this question honestly. I've wanted to get away from automatically saying, I'm fine, I'm good, or some other well-practiced reply. I've made progress too. Lately, I find myself laughing when someone asks me how I'm doing. That's not how I really want to respond. I want to use my words to describe whatever I feel comfortable sharing. Instead, I laugh. I laugh because I can't quite find the words to describe how I feel. This has happened so much lately that I have had to stop and check in with myself. If it only happened once or twice, okay, maybe that wouldn't be a big deal. It wouldn't mean very much. It's happened way more than once or twice. And so that means something. There are many indicators of burnout. You might relate to some of what I'm sharing. Or you might not. Your indicators could be different. The point is to know your own burnout indicators. Then you can do something about it because you don't want to stay in a state of burnout for a long period of time. Let's talk about what I'm doing, or at least what I'm starting to do And I'm talking about this week. Things that I'm starting to do pretty much now. My first step is acknowledging what's happening. I didn't want to admit that I was feeling burnout again this year. I didn't want to admit to myself that this was happening again. And I definitely didn't want to tell anyone else. And yet it was creeping into my language without my awareness. I started saying it. Now I realize I've been saying it out loud for some time. I just haven't been paying attention to it. And that's a long way of saying I've been in denial. The second thing I'm doing is I'm stopping the self-judgment. I have been judging myself about what's happening. I've been feeling really awful about feeling burnout. And while I understand my feelings, I get it. I wasn't supposed to be at this point again this year. Well, here I am. I have to remind myself that it doesn't help to add judgment on top of it. I've just decided to stop the self-judgment and just stop it altogether. Who has time for it? I don't have time for it. You don't have time for it. No self-judgment. The third step that I'm taking is, well, I'm focusing on self-care. No surprise, right? It's the fundamentals. I think one of the ways that I'm doing this that is helping me is revisiting my priorities. That's deciding on what's important right now. And for me, right now, it means setting boundaries. And that means saying no when I know something is too much for me right now. I can't keep going at the same pace. I can't show up for everything. I can't be everything. It's best for me to be really selective about what I do. Mostly, I need to show up for myself and take care of myself. And the last step, is giving myself grace. I give others grace. I'm understanding. I'm supportive. I do these things without being asked. I can do these things for myself too. And so can you. So if you know that you're experiencing signs of burnout, you can take some steps to help yourself too. Maybe some of the steps I'm taking can be helpful to you. And keep in mind, burnout can sneak up on you too. This is why it's important to be self-aware. It's important to know the signs. And as soon as you become aware, acknowledge what you're experiencing. Don't waste time feeling badly about it. Move on to self-care and show yourself grace. Thank you for listening. Connect with me at laughterandlibations.com or reach out on Instagram. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening today and share it with a friend or two. Until the next time, find what makes you laugh, and joy will find you.